Hello, this is Kristen Lutch.
Hello, this is the Farm to Heart News Talk. How are you, Kristen Lutch?
Good. How are you?
Good. I heard you were just at the farm, and I caught you at the right time. And
you did. I just fed the animals. I haven't fed myself, but they always come first.
Well, I won't keep you too long, but I do want to address today the business grand openings and fundraisers everybody has or planned for the next few months, and the kind of work that you are bringing to the table with your animals. That's what I want to focus in on today.
Sure. So the grand openings and business openings are great, because what better way to pull people in than have animals and the ponies standing out in front of your business? You can't go wrong with it. You're going to get more business.
No, I know. Take a dentist, for instance. The poor little kid or the adult, they're scared to go to the dentist. Like me, for next Tuesday, I have to have surgery. Now, if I saw a goat in front of the door, it would take away my anxiety.
Oh, yeah. Well, animals do that naturally anyway. They do take away anxiety, and they will make you happy. It's just, it's an animal thing, you know, and they're fun, and you're just happy. So, yeah, you might not be happy to go to the dentist, but you'd be definitely happy to see a goat.
It's incredible. Well, what type of businesses have you worked for with the grand openings?
So we've done a lot of, like, for grand openings, I've done a few restaurants, which you wouldn't even think about, but, you know, people want to get the attention there, so, you know, they'll hire us. And I've done a lot of stores where they're a small store and they just want some, you know, pizzazz. I've done a barber shop. Where they just wanted you to stand in front and greet people. So I'm not necessarily even doing pony rides. One or two we did the pony rides for, but usually it's just with the animals and the people can come up and pet them. And I've done a few, it's not necessarily a grand opening, but it's a,
Customer appreciation,
yes,
it could be.
Exactly. Like for some museums, the smaller like town museums, they don't always get a lot of foot traffic. But they've had us come with the ponies and the petting zoo, and they have an open house to kind of get people and show them that the museum is there and get the interest in the museum. And then, you know, we're out front. The kids can have a pony ride to pet the animals. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of an interesting thing with museums, especially the smaller town museums, where you don't get as much traffic.
I do want to interject for everybody that's listening to us today. 2020 has been a very challenging year for all of us, for us individually, as well as businesses. And by the time 2020 is over, we will see a lot of changes. So what we're focusing in on here with the Farm to Heart News Talk, the new year 2021, and business owners have to be very, very creative, because for the businesses that are left, I have to say it, you know, I can't say it in any other way. I have to say it, I have to put it out on the table. Yeah? For the businesses that are left, they have to be very creative. They have to be extremely creative. So things don't have to cost a lot of money. So to thank, you know, your existing customer base and also bringing in new customer base, it's very important that we work on this simultaneously. It's very, very important. And uniting, it's great. It's animals do that automatically.
Oh, yes.
Yeah? So it's important to be creative, and Kristen Lutch really, really knows how to do that. She can take a situation and she can very quickly put ideas together. She also has the knowledge to decorate, because she is a designer by trade. So she has all of that. And floral design and so forth. She can really make out of very little a lot. if you will. So, and this is what I'm saying, because everybody's going to be watching their pennies. I'm talking about the businesses. So, you got to spend money in order to make money. That's just the way it is. So, and sometimes just that little bit of appreciation, I appreciate your business. Kristen can help you with that. I know it. I know it. And this is what people want to hear if they bring you, if they bring their money to you, you know, to you as the business. So it's people want to be appreciated. But also fundraisers. We're talking mm-hmm. about churches. We're talking about 501c3s. And so forth. Talk a little bit about that, Kristen.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I do a lot of fundraisers. I've done a lot of the Touch a Truck events. I've been up to the Fish Family Farm several years ago. They have a big fundraiser up there. And then, you know, just the raising money for childhood illnesses. So what people do for the fundraisers is they'll hire us, and they'll either do tickets or they'll do stamps. And the child will get, you know, a ride around, or they'll get to go in with the petting zoo to pet the animals. But I find it's a great draw for a fundraiser to add to any type of a fundraiser that they're doing is to have the animals. Because who doesn't want to go on a pony ride? And even if they go to a fun event like a Touch a Truck event, which, you know, is a lot of fun too, they're going to see something extra and have a pony there. And, you know, and then usually our line is really long. And they can, you know, and I charge a flat fee. So the fundraisers can make whatever they want to make. They can charge whatever they want to charge per ride. I have no problem with that. I usually do suggest that they have their own person taking the money and everything. And that way that's totally separate from me. And I just worry about the pony and the children, giving them the rides. But pretty much however a fundraiser wants to work, I will work with whatever they need and however they want to do something. But it is a great way to add money to any event and really get the public in there.
I know you're working some new on new ideas and execution on the fundraiser, and we can you know, revisit that subject in our series of podcasts. I think we should. So grand opening, we're calling them open house. Very simple. Very simple. We do have, even in the 2020, we do have grand openings. I've seen several businesses open up. But for 2021, let's do open houses. To let people know, to let your existing customer base know, hey, we're here, we're happy and healthy, I hope you are here, this is what we're doing, and invite them in to see mm-hmm. what you got for them, and so forth. I think this is excellent. I really love the idea. I've done many open houses for my clients, or for clients, so I think the addition with the animals are just very sweet, very sweet.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. And it gets people's attentions. It really does. You know, if somebody was going to drive by and they see the animals, they're like, wait a minute, what's going on here? And then they come back. So you do kind of get more people than you would have normally if you just have, like, some balloons or a banner out front. People see and be like, oh, I should stop, and then just keep driving. But you put a pony or a few goats in front of that building, they're stopping.
I know it. I just know it. I just love it. It's amazing what animals do.
Oh, yeah.
Please talk to us about your GoFundMe page. That is very, very important that people pay attention to that.
Yes, yeah, so I did start a GoFundMe page only because the COVID really hit us hard. We were unable to get any of the government funding, and so it's really come down really hard on us, and, you know, we're doing our best to feed the animals and get what they need and take care of all their needs. So I did start a GoFundMe page. It's on my Facebook, Kristen Letch, and you could go on there and hopefully you could see a little bit of the story. You could see some pictures of the animals. I have some little video clips on my Facebook of the animals. And, you know, hopefully help us out a little bit. it's been a tough year for everybody, but, you know, the animals, they just need a little extra help this year. Normally, we can make the amount of money during the year to hold over for the winter months when it's always a little slower anyway, even though we're open. You know, we do parties in the winter, but it is slower because it's cold and you don't really want to be outside as much. But definitely go check us out, and you can see my name and my spelling of my name on my website for the animals, which is thefarmtoheart.org. And my name is Kristen Letch, and you can find my spelling there, find my Facebook. You can want to friend me. I'm very friendly, and I'll be a friend with you.
That sounds really nice.
Check us out.
And what is your telephone number, Kristen?
Mm-hmm. My telephone number is 203-243-0882.
Okay. I think Molly just called, Molly the sheep.
Oh, yeah.
She wants you
Molly
to say goodnight to her.
Always keeps an eye on me. She doesn't let me go too far.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time. It was such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.